Don't move, just leave your darling on a good deal on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Monitor 68, I'm Ted Steele, and coming your listening way these next minutes, World of Space with high-flying Peter Hackus. And a salute to all the dads on this Father's Day Eve, whose best gift tomorrow or any day is to hear their kids say this.
You're terribly proud of your dad, aren't you?
Very proud. There's no one else, as a matter of fact, who I'm more proud of. I think that he's just the greatest. There's no question about it in my mind.
And this particular kid can also say it with music. It's a family talent.
Only when you're lonely do you realize that love is so much more than just a word that's thrown around without a care. And life can have no meaning when there are no dreams to share. If you've never felt a heartbeat, then your soul is cold and bare. Nothing can compare with this feeling of love. Reach out and you'll find that nothing is more important than love. Bright lights, the excitement of the crowd, but all their laughter just could not replace the loneliness of dawn. And then I found my moment, and her touch was soft and warm. Now I understand what life is about, and I know why I was born. Nothing can compare.
The singing son of a singing father who's discovered that a famous name sometimes helps and sometimes doesn't.
Every time one reads about Frank Sinatra Jr. or hears about him in the newspaper or on the radio, the name of your dad comes into the conversation. Now, does this bother you?
Well, Joe, that the name of my dad is somewhat similar to mine. I don't allow such a thing to bother me. If my name somehow turned out to be Stokely Carmichael, Jr., then I would object to somebody thinking of Stokely Carmichael when they thought of me. You know what I mean? But Frank Sinatra, I don't think, is the worst person to be thought of along with.
You're terribly proud of your dad, aren't you?
Very proud. There's no one else, as a matter of fact, who I'm more proud of. I think that he's just the greatest. There's no question about it in my mind.
Frank, let's talk about your studying other singers. I'm told that you do this. Why do you do it?
Well, Joe, I think every singer studies other singers. We all have to know what it is we're doing, you know. I guarantee you that General Motors knows what the Ford Motor Company is going to release every year before they release it, you know. Every time some new style comes in, I have become very influenced in recent months, believe it or not, by this lady Petula Clark. There's something new here. There's something very different. And even if I don't agree with recreating it with my own voice, I want to find out exactly what it is so that it can be categorized. It has to be put in my little mental catalog of who sings what in what way, you know. I think every singer does it. And this is why I do it. I do it to keep abreast of what's going on within the business.
Frank, who among the male singers of today do you enjoy listening to.
Well, I admire Ray Charles. To a certain extent, I admire my very good friend Jack Jones. There are a lot of singers. There's a guy from England whose name is Matt Monroe, who I think is sensational. And there are a lot of good singers around. Vic Damone, who has always been one of my great favorites, and the late Mr. Nathaniel, of course, the late Nat King Cole, is he's one of the ultimates of all time, as far as I can see. There are so many men who I admire as singers.
Frank, would it upset you if I said that your stage presence inside of 1 year has changed tremendously for the better?
Well, thank you very much, John. In a nightclub, my direction is informality. I get up there on the stage night and I say, hi, folks, good evening, so and so forth. Welcome to the party here. And that's what it is. It's a party. We're going to do some songs for you right now, have you meet a few people, and that's it. We hope you like it. We hope you enjoy yourselves. Then I count off the orchestra. One, two, three, four. The first song begins, and that's it. And the whole show moves in this very informal fashion, you know. Last night, for example, during the performance, my drummer's drum stand fell apart completely. So we stopped the show and helped him put it back together. And it's funny, the audience seemed to be thoroughly entertained because they'd never seen anything like that before.
Frank, you have a show that is now on NBC television, and this is something that you've worked for, I'm sure. You put together 10 shows inside of a 5-week period. Isn't this an awful lot of work?
It means, Joe, as you know so well, it means 7 days a week, sometimes 16 hours a day. It means no days off. It means oftentimes no lunch break, no dinner break. In a 10-minute slice of time, you run out to the vending machine in the corridor and you buy a sandwich, and that's it. Now, 5 weeks, 10 shows, and this is the way the cookie crumbles. You know, I was grateful when they asked me to come on to television. It's taken me 5 years to get to this point, Joe. 1964, I traveled 345 days. 1965, I traveled 358 days. 1966 was an easy year. That was 321 days. I mean, 5 years of working. And finally, my first break has come to me. I've gotten on television after 47 American states, after 30 foreign countries. I now have gotten a television series. It's the greatest thing in the world. My hostess is Joey Heatherton, who is sensational. She sings great and dances better and is a fine little actress.
An excellent summer, Frank. And it's going to be in the time slot of NBC at 10 o'clock.
Thursday night at 10, in the regular Dean Martin hour at that time.
I think it can't miss.
Well, we hope so, Joe, very much.
Frank, it's been a pleasure talking to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra, Jr., this is Joe Heider for Monitor.
A happy Father's Day treat to Frank Sr. by Frank Jr. and Monitor's Joe Heider. I hope each and every one of us receives as nice a gift.
My head, there is a lightness, polite as fingers tingle. woods, the cattle barn comes and finds me never in my bed. Had a garden, never needed it. Took an apple just in time. I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled. I found love in the spring.
I found love, the free design. You know, this is a time for parents to think about how kids are growing up, their kids and all kids, and a time to do something positive. Give to the United Negro College Fund, 55 East 52nd Street, New York, New York. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
This interview is being conducted with the owner of Carvel Store number 204, located at 106 Remsen Avenue, Brooklyn. Your name, sir?
Henry Lieneman.
Mr. Lieneman, how long have you had a Carvel franchise store?
A little more than 7 years.
What sort of work did you do before you acquired a Carvel store?
Here in this country, I worked in the delicatessen stores, in several. And before that, in Germany, I worked in an office.
Are you happy being an owner of an ice cream business?
Oh, yes, I am.
Why, sir?
First of all, I am my own boss, and I can do my work as I please to do, and the profit is not too bad either.
Now you can own a Carvel ice cream store in some locations for as little as $5,000 cash. For information, write Department N, Carvel, Yonkers, New York, or phone 914-Y09-7200, 914-Y09-7200.
Monitor, New York, WNBC, New York. Tomorrow on Monitor, you'll meet Arlene Francis in an unusual role, answering instead of asking interview questions, and Barbara Hancock, who in her first movie will dance with Fred Astaire. Plus Monitor regulars Bob Considine, Joe Garagiola, Dr. Brothers, and more. That's tomorrow. Right now on Monitor, Peter Hackus and his world of space is just 3 minutes away, just long enough for Jerry Vale to meditate with pen in hand.
With pen in hand, you sign your name. Today at 5, I'll be on that train, and you'll be free, and I will be alone, so alone. If you think we can't find the love we once knew, if you think I can't make everything up to you, then I'll be gone and you be on your own. You'll be on your own. Can you take good care of little Johnny? Can you tell him about the man in the moon? If you can do these things, then maybe he won't miss me. Johnny won't miss me. And tonight, as you lay in that big lonely bed, and you look at
that the good times don't outweigh the bad. Then sign your name and I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way with pen in hand. You sign your name.
Ted Steele here in the world of Monitor, counting down for a leap into the world of space with Peter Hackus. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Within the next 2 days, you'll be seeing in newspapers and on television a unique map. It will look more like a photo than a map. In fact, that's what it is, a photo map, or photo mosaic, as it's sometimes called. The new photo map covers more than 250,000 square miles of the southwestern part of the country, from the Pacific Ocean north of San Diego to Abilene, Texas. One thing that makes it unique is it was made from photos taken by astronauts riding in Gemini space capsules. The other is that this kind of photo map has literally hundreds of potential uses. The new Southwest photo map, because it was taken from a height of about 100 miles, shows much more than a photo from a plane. And it would take tens of thousands of aerial photos to cover the same region, which was pieced together from just 27 Gemini space photos. At the U.S. Geological Survey, they're saying this is only the beginning. Space photography, we're told, using the infrared, red, and green-blue regions of the color spectrum, plus regular still camera and TV-produced photos, and microwave sensors carried aboard future satellites, will one day provide man with benefits he's only dreamed of. A Swedish geologist, using photos from a weather satellite, for example, saw indications of lime deposits on the ground near the North Sea. A field check, plus some preliminary prospecting, turned up iron ore deposits never before known. An oil company expert operating in the Southwest using Gemini photos spotted what are called pimples or humps in a desert region, drilled there, and brought in a new well, noticeable from the ground or even from a plane. But a high-flying satellite produced results. Geologists, map makers, oceanographers, forestry men, and agriculture experts are busy figuring out ways this new breakthrough can help them. At last count, there are more than 70 planned uses. They include such things as following schools of fish, measuring amounts of snow and water for reservoirs and flood control, spotting wetlands to help state wildfowl experts set hunting limits, surveying millions of square miles for possible irrigation, mineral, gas, and oil deposits, potential volcanic activity, forest fires, blighted farm crops, and conditions of grazing areas for cattle raisers. A study by Westinghouse released this past week concludes that annual benefits from such an Earth Resources satellite observation system would total almost $500 million each year. Earth benefits from outer space. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Nationwide, it's
has this ever happened to you?
You're at this party, and you finally get next to the prettiest girl there. So you say, how about us two cutting out? And she says,
I'll have to ask your boss.
And you say, why? And she says,
because he's my date.
But you still wonder what might have happened if your cigarette ash didn't burn her dress, which burned her, which cooled everything.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes? Ask your American Cancer Society.
Thank you.
is for the love of Ivy. Monitor is everywhere, with everything, as it begins its 14th year. In the area of Marietta, Ohio, we're heard on WMOA. I'm Ted Steele, and we're all in this together.
This is our birthday, so here's a toast.
We're proud of Monitor, and we boast. The years are showing just how it goes.